Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Edeyos, Perek Beis, Mishlechas, Mishnetes. And today's Mishnah are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zach Refan, Ruziv Kohagon, Bikarav Mamesh. And the Mishnah tells us, Shalosh Dvarim Amar Bikiva, there are three things Rabikiva said. Al Shnayim Hayduloi, Val Echad Loi Hayduloi. Two things Acham agreed to him, one thing they did not agree to him. Member number one, Al Sandal Shel Sayadim, the sandal worn by lime workers, Shu Tami Midras, it could be Tami Midras. Tumas Midras is a very high level Tuma that a Zav or Zava can impart. This is when they place their body weight on something, that becomes Tumas Midras. Now that's only something that's meant to have body weight placed on it. For example, a chair or bed, or in this case, a pair of shoes. And this is a pair of sandals worn by these lime workers while they're working with lime so they don't burn their feet. And according to Bikiva, it's Tami Midras because they place their body weight on it and it's meant for that. And another din, Val Shiar Tanur Arba, on the leftovers of an oven, that it's four tfachim. This is another din regarding Tomatara. We know that a kli cannot be makabel toma unless it's considered a full kli, but if it's broken, it can't be makabel toma. And by the same token, if it was makabel toma and then it got broken, it now loses its status of Tumah and all the pieces are Tahar. Now, back in the day, their ovens were basically a clay pot turned upside down, cemented to the ground with a hole in it to be able to cook the food. As Rabbi Kiva just told us, that if we have this earthenware oven that became Tameh, but then a large part of it was chopped off, if there isn't four Tfachim left of the Tanur, which means it's a little bit shorter than four Tfachim off the ground, then it's not Makabel Tumah or it loses its status of Tumah, and that's because it's not considered a full proper Kli. And the Chiddush in this is Shahayu Aimrim Shleisha. The Chacham Yusuf say that it can't be three Tfachim high off the ground. And he said that no, it's four tfachim. And they agreed to him in these previous two things. But it was one member they did not agree to him in. If we have a chair, which in this case we're just talking about basically a box that had three boards of wood on top of it, two of these boards were removed, one next to each other, meaning we have boards one, two, and three, and either boards one and two were removed, or boards two and three were removed, and the chair cannot be sat on anymore. If board two was still there, or if boards one and three were still there, you could still sit on it as a chair. But now that two boards next to each other were removed, you can't sit on the chair anymore. Rabbi Kiva mitame, Rabbi Kiva says this chair still is tame if it was tame before, or it's still considered a kli and could be makabel toma, and that's because even though you can't sit on it anymore, you could still use it as a basket for putting stuff in. Whereas Chacham Matarin, the Chacham say it's tahar because since it can't be used as a chair anymore, it loses its status of a chair and it's not a kli, therefore it can't be makabel toma. Moving on to Mishnah Tes, continue to discuss things Rabbi Kiva said. He used to say, Ha'av Zaycha Leben, a father gives over to his son the following, Benoi, beauty, which means good looks, Kayach, strength, V'aysher, wealth, V'chachma, wisdom, V'shanim, and years. These things are basically all natural things that a father gives over to the son. Usually a father's looks, strength, and wisdom are given over to the son. This is basically what we would call genetics. His wealth is given over to his son because when he dies, he gives it over to Yerusha, and longevity, years, is more or less the same thing. Another thing, U'misra Daris Lafanov, sometimes a father, if he has chosim, can give something good over to a number of generations after him, not just to his son. And actually, v'huha kates, this is the kates, the set time for the schos, for this reward that the person is given. In other words, if Hashem says that he's going to grant certain things to a person's generations after him, it doesn't go by years, but it goes by generations. How do we know this? Shemar, the pasuk says, kari hadaris me'roish, he who proclaimed generations from the beginning, which basically means everything goes by generations, not by years. Where do we see this? Alf b'shenemar, even though the pasuk says, Hashem told Avram Avinu, v'avadim v'inu oisim arim me'ashana, that his descendants are going to go down to Mitzrayim and they're going to serve them and they're going to be enslaved for 400 years. But then Venema the Pasuk right afterwards says, V'doravi yeshuvu hena, the fourth generation is going to come back here to Eretz Yisrael. And so we see that even though Hashem used a number, 400 years, the actual servitude was only for 210, not for 400, and the fourth generation indeed did come back to Eretz Yisrael. And that count is that Levi's son, Kehas, was the youngest generation of Yaakov's family that went to Mitzrayim. Kehas was the father of Amram. Amram was the father of Moshe, and Moshe Rabbeinu's sons went into Eretz Yisrael. That's four generations. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Yod with more members from Rabbi Kiva and on to Parag Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.